Hi, and welcome aboard the Cosmic Space Patrol ship Intrepid. I'm Captain Jim Stanton. You must be the new trainee they told me about.
Yes, sir, Captain. Where should I sit?
Right there in the co-pilot seat, kid.
Wow! What's the mission, Captain? Asteroids, I hope?
Maybe, but it's usually not that exciting. It's a quiet beat. No hassles. Nothing like the pirate lanes on the Titanium freighter circuit. Oh, every once in a while, we might run across a pleasure cruiser or a beat-up old communications satellite that's drifted off course, but that's just about it.
Golly, I thought it would be more exciting than that.
It has its moments. Now, don't get me wrong. I like my job. Most of the guys I went to school with are punching out silicone chips. They're selling robots door to door. Not me. I've got this baby. And when I'm out on patrol, she's all mine. Forward thrusters accelerate from zip to half the speed of light in under 10 seconds. I've got enough photon torpedoes on board to turn Saturn into a hunk of Swiss cheese. Not to mention the shields, flip control, and hyperspace. This baby is loaded. Strictly state-of-the-art.
How about a demonstration? I'd like to see the ship in action.
Okay. Let me show you what she can do. Seatbelt fastened?
Yes, sir.
And what are we waiting for? Let's go! Not bad, huh? Hey, what's the matter? You look a little green. Don't worry. You'll get used to it. So, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the patrol?
5 weeks, sir.
Just 5 weeks? And they've already got you out on a patrol mission? The brass isn't wasting any time with you rookies, are they? Where are you from?
I'm from the planet Earth, Captain.
Well, I'll be darned. An Earthling. I've got a sister-in-law on Earth. Maybe you know her. Name's Zora 237. She lives in Pan Asia.
I'm afraid I haven't met her. It's a big place, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. So, tell me, what's new back on old Terra Firma? I saw on the commsat where that last climate control dusting the Euro Republic tried really backfired. They were picking icicles out of the coconut trees. That must have been a sight. How about those biogenetic farms? Those doctors are really doing some amazing things. I saw data on that new breed of insect they created that mines anthracite and reconstitutes it into pseudo-crystal as hard as diamond. Well, it's quite a place, old Earth, but you know what they say. It's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. You know how it is with us space babies. Once you're born out here, you kind of get used to the zero G's and the wide open spaces. After 1 week on Earth, I'm as nervous as a Protolian android in a jumpsuit. I hear they cleaned up the place a lot after the industrial techno freeze, and with the Afro Lab program, most of the endangered species are safe from extinction, but I still think I'd opt for the galactic settlements. I like it out here.